is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a major last-minute act, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions signed a memorandum shortly before President Trump fired him, sharply curtailing the use of so-called consent decrees, court-approved deals between the Justice Department and local governments that create a roadmap of changes for law enforcement and other institutions. The American Civil Liberties Union and 10 of its affiliates around the country, 23 Democratic lawmakers, and the Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 1700, which represents 3,500 Greyhound drivers, mechanics, and terminal workers, have sent letters and a 200,000 signature petition to Greyhound urging the bus line to stand up for passengers and require federal border officers who want to show probable cause or warrants before they're allowed to board the buses as a protection against unconstitutional searches and seizures. A class action suit has now also been filed. Justice Department filed a civil suit against Swiss-based UBS Banking Group over catastrophic losses incurred by investors from mortgage-linked securities sold in the run-up to the financial crisis in 2006 and 2007. An all-Republican panel of President Trump's National Labor Relations Board recently ruled that janitors in San Francisco violated the law when they picketed in front of their workplace to win higher wages, better working conditions, and freedom from sexual harassment in their workplace. The ruling could result in a far-reaching restriction on picketing that limits the ability of labor unions to put public pressure on management. Following Microsoft, Uber, and Google, Facebook said that it would no longer force employees to settle sexual harassment claims in private arbitration, making it the latest technological company to do away with a practice that critics say has stacked the deck against victims of harassment. The recent midterm elections delivered severe blows to charter school expansion in New York, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The fact that the charter programs are now linked to Wall Street, Silicon Valley, Trump, and DeVos is also hurting any expansion. Florida is once again a voting mess, with recounts coming in a governor's race and swirling accusations about the balloting from all sides in the Senate race as well. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.